Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game with the West Virginia standout, Adam Pankney. You're down here, childhood dream?
Oh, for sure. It's everything that you could want growing up. I mean, you dream about times like this. Definitely we got to visit the hospital today. And just being able to see how kids react to you, it's kind of how you reacted when you were a kid to seeing college kids that were playing football, something that you like to watch and everything. It's definitely just a huge moment, and definitely just taking it in.
Yeah, and that's the one benefit about this game is it's so much more than football. I mean, the Shriners Hospital, everything they do is just a blessing. And like you said, seeing guys like yourself, we're all young kids looking up to guys that do what you're going to do, and mm-hmm. that's talking and playing in the National Football League. Have you always had the size? Have you always been that kid a little bit bigger than everybody?
Yeah, I've always kind of been a little bit bigger than everybody. When I was younger, I had a kid on my team that was bigger than me, but then I ended up catching him and got bigger than him. But, yeah, for the most part, I've always been that big guy.
Nice. And for you, I mean, playing with that size, I mean, did you play Pop Warner and Pee Wee?
Yeah. Been playing since I was 7. Played Pop Warner. Mom got me involved in that, and just loved it since day one.
Have you kind of been a lineman guy, or did you? I mean, I know you probably played all positions growing up, but I mean, where were you usually at growing up?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, you know, you want to play defense, you want to hear your name called and stuff. So I used to love that part of it, but they've always had me on the offensive line too. And when I got to about 9th grade, that's when I knew that I was going to be an offensive lineman. Coaches told me that's probably going to be my best shot of getting a scholarship, which was the main goal of just being able to try to get a free education. Was the main priority, and anything after was just another blessing. So
nice. And then you arrive at West Virginia, and that's a big time program, Big 12. I mean, big time stuff. I mean, and you all, you know as well as anyone, you can get down there, things don't go your way. I mean, no matter how highly recruited you are, when does it kind of sink in that you do have the skill set? I mean, do you have some good games against some good guys? Your coaches say, hey, Adam, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it just goes to that first game when you actually get in and you got the butterflies and you actually get that first play and you hear that first whistle for the play to be over with and now you're in it and you've been kind of thrown into the next level, and it was just fun for me. I mean, like I said, the butterflies were built up, but after that first snap, it was football again. So I was just appreciative of that.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I always ask this question. I mean, if you're sitting down with some of these scouts, they're breaking down film of you. I mean, what are those things that you think they're going to love about you that make you worthy to be picked?
I would say run blocking for sure. I came from a high school where we ran real old-fashioned. It was the Veer. Super old-fashioned, ancient to some people.
Yeah.
Where you just coming downhill every play pretty much. And that's where I think I got my run blocking from. Jim Place, he's kind of a coaching guru in Ohio. Coached a lot of great guys, and I mean, he got it all started for me.
Nice, nice. Does anything go unnoticed? And I ask this question because, you know, if you guys are doing run blocking, you can't show your pass protection. Could be leadership qualities, game film study. What do these scouts need to know about you that they have yet to find out?
I mean, I'm always looking to learn more, see how I can better myself. Even if it's the littlest thing, a slight step, maybe a pre-kick or something like that. Something that's going to give me that edge whenever I take the field.
What makes you mad? What's the maddest thing a guy could do on the opposing side?
That they could do?
Yeah, I mean, what just gets you boiling?
I always have to say just the jaw-jacking. When you get the jaw-jacking, that gets me going. So I kind of enjoy all that. So
I mean, you come across as a very happy young man. You got a beautiful smile. You got a great personality. I mean, are you chatty out there, though?
Oh, yeah, I'll get the chirping. I won't chirp first. I'll put it like that. Okay. I respect my opponents until they don't respect me, and then we have conversations. And we go along, and we play the game within the lines, and it's all in good fun. But
excellent.
That's part of the game, and that's why I love it.
Have you been working out? I assume you're probably going to be training somewhere if you already...
Yeah, I'm training with Exos out in L.A.
Yeah.
Great facility, top-notch, everything. They're getting us right over there and really enjoying the staff. And they're just really positive and upbeat and get you ready to go every day. And that's something that you have to have if you want to improve.
And it I'm sure it's like that, I mean, because they're one of the top facilities out there. But is it kind of neat knowing that, like, you know, what you're doing on your workout that day is totally different and you know, kind of everybody has their set routine. It's not like, hey, everybody's lifting today. Or
right.
Kind of like the mindset that you have?
Yeah.
The mindset that you have to go through?
Yeah, it just goes back to that whole growing up and just dreaming about doing stuff like this. And, and I mean, and for it to be actually happening, it's just unreal.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Adam Pankey, standout West Virginia offensive lineman, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft down here live at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game down here at the Trade Winds Hotel. And, you know, it's kind of always hard to kind of get in the mindset to come to work when you're on the beach. Have you had that thought yet?
No, not really. I knew what I came here for. It wasn't a vacation. It was a strictly business trip. And that's how I've approached it. And, I mean, I'm just enjoying it, getting around NFL coaches and being able to pick their brains a little bit and seeing the different schemes and things I have to look forward to. It's just a great opportunity.
Nice. And we're about to wrap this up. But for those Mountaineer fans out there listening, what are you going to miss most about being there?
It's just the fans. It's wild. Anybody will tell you, I've met guys up here that's actually I've played against, and they've told me just how crazy of a venue it is and how much they actually enjoy just how rowdy it is up in Morgantown. And I think any kid considering Morgantown, you definitely got to take a visit, and the fans will take the rest from there.
Excellent stuff. And female celebrities, if you could take any one of them out for a quick bite to eat, who are you taking?
I got a girlfriend. So.
You know what? Darius English just said the same thing, so I'm going to ask you this. If your girlfriend was on the show and we asked her the same question, who she would take out, would she say nobody or would she mention somebody?
Oh, she said nobody for sure.
Okay. I just want to take care of you guys. I just want to make sure you guys are on a fair playing field. And then this is a big hit or miss question, but nicknames. You or a teammate, who had the most bizarre nickname in that Mountaineers locker room?
Probably our center. Some guys that know him pretty well, he went by T-Bone. So that's kind of funny because he's not a big nickname kind of guy. Everybody kind of calls him T-O, and he's real, just to himself and all that. But, yeah, that was a funny one for him.
When you first said T-Bone, I thought you were going to say Tectonic. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, you guys are legendary.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, man.
Nobody was that original.
Yeah, but I was like, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the illustrative creations designer for cleats. And if you could have anything painted on your shoes, what would you want those themed out to be?
It probably have something to do with my mom being in a single parent household. Played a huge role, and family's real big to me, so it'd probably be something to do with my family if I had something on my shoes.
Excellent. Well, you know what, I asked that question, we probably do about 300 shows by the time, and got about 50 done so far this season, and I'd say about 75% of all the guys say something between mom or grandma or family.
Yeah, so, family's huge.
Yeah,
it all starts there.
And a lot of my buddies ask me, they're like, so what do they say? You know, they're thinking crazy, you know, like the Hulk or Superman. I'm like, no, a lot of guys are just family. You know, a lot of guys say, you know, stuff about, you know, Shriner Hospital type stuff, you know. So it's, you know, it's interesting just to kind of get, you know, behind the scenes. But hey, man, fabulous career. I know they're going to miss you in West Virginia. Best of luck this week. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Adam Pankney, standout for West Virginia. They're kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.